Luther said, if the Lord had said, I will put forgiveness into this grass or even this dung, I would gladly go eat it. But he hasn't. He has said, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood. He's tied it there so it can be sure. He's tied it to an oral word preached. Your sins are forgiven. Though you're a rotten, damned sinner of the law, Jesus came for such sinners. Jesus loves sinners. Jesus comes only for sinners. Jesus dwells in sinners. Jesus is for you. You're forgiven. That's the good word. And the supper forgives. The absolution in the stead and by the command of Christ forgives. You're forgiven when you hear a sermon preached and the name of Christ is proclaimed. That's why I love your sermon studies, Todd. You remind us all that Jesus is to predominate, and the preacher is not to talk about the gospel or about Jesus, but the preacher is to deliver the goods, to forgive, to actually have an audible absolution, an audible sacrament, Zasa calls preaching of the word. It actually does the deed as it's spoken. And we're free. We read that word and we're absolved. We read the scriptures and law and gospel strikes us, the gospel predominating, and we take that word out into our lives with other people and apply it to our family, to others who need a word of law and gospel every day.